is our special 50th bonus episode.
Right. Just for longtime listeners.
Yeah.
In particular.
Yes.
Everybody in general.
This is not a normal occurrence.
No.
We'll say that.
Right. And really, let's be honest, who thought we'd get to 50?
I was surprised when we got to 10.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So 50.
That's a lot. Woo! Good for us.
Yes. Today we are recapping Matlock.
Yay, Matlock.
Episode The Clown.
Right.
Which, I think I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anybody...
And if you don't have Facebook, go to YouTube and...
Yeah, and it's
just
there.
Just look for Matlock the Clown. It'll come right up in pieces. You have to watch it a piece at a time, but...
But we did, so...
We did, yeah. You can do it. I'm sure that you can manage to do it, too.
Yeah.
So the episode started out, and, shockingly enough, it was a circus environment.
Yes.
Much better sets than the old amusement park.
Yeah, you're so right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And we saw... What did we see? Some clowns doing their
act. It's like the big top, you know, they're in the tent. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle of an act, right?
Yeah. And they're doing rehearsals.
Oh, rehearsals.
Right. And we see that there's one clown who's not very nice.
Simon.
Simon DeSimple? Simon the Simple?
I don't know.
Something dumb like that.
Simon the Asshole.
Yeah, pretty much. That was what we wound up with, because he was pinching butts and grabbing trapeze girls. And
he was, the most egotistical clown. Like, mm-hmm. My act is what brings money in.
Right.
And then...
There wouldn't even be a circus without my act.
And we never saw him without his makeup.
Right, yeah.
So,
who knows what he actually looks like? He's probably some horrible Phantom of the Opera underneath the mask character.
Yeah. Yeah, so he goes out after the rehearsal, and he's pretty much just...
Being a jerk to
every single person.
No redeeming qualities at all.
Yeah.
So...
And... So then later that day...
I think it was, yeah.
They have the official version,
mm-hmm,
with,
right,
like, five people in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Four of whom were children.
Well, I was
like... And a really bored-looking mom.
Did you expect, like a whole bunch of adults?
Well, you know, you go to the circus here, and it's a big deal when the circus comes to town. And, yeah, the Rose Garden fills up. I've never actually been, but that's what the commercials lead me to believe. And when Cirque du Soleil comes to town, they pack.
Well,
they
that's totally
out,
but different.
That's totally different kind of circus.
Because I was thinking,
like, basic.
Somebody I know who has like
and elephants and
a friend I know on Facebook, like, she has like a 3-year-old, and mm-hmm. she had recently posted on Facebook, like, we went to the circus today. It was a sad experience,
really?
I got the impression that it was just kind of pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I think, you know, the circus has a long and glorious tradition, but. Really, unless you're a Cirque du Soleil kind of, you know, artsy-fartsy kind of circus, the traditional Barnum & Bailey style has just gone out of favor. Kids don't think it's funny.
No.
The acts are kind of tired and stale, mm-hmm. and it's not as amazing.
And I think also,
as in
like...
times past when you didn't have TV and video games.
There's a lot of controversy about
the animals,
too, right?
The way the animals are kept, absolutely.
So yeah.
It's a fading art form.
But
and
this
back
was...
when this was like in the
80s. Right?
So one would hope that it was still kind of a big draw then.
Yeah. Anyway, so Simon the Clown goes around, sexually harasses a few people,
mm-hmm.
and calls other people names,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the real show.
Right.
And he's kind of doing this slapstick clown thing with another clown.
Right.
Homer.
Right. Homer the policeman clown.
Yes.
The cop clown.
And they have a little mini car.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I actually love the mini car.
Kind of like a mini Scooby-Doo van.
Kind of, yeah.
And so then in the act, it's like Homer writes with
writes
a big pencil.
Tickets. Yeah, that was big sight gags.
And then eventually... ends up, like, mock-choking Simon
right.
the clown, and
mm-hmm.
then throws him into the car and kicks the car, and it rolls off into the back of the stage, right?
Right?
Like,
yeah.
so you don't see
so
it anymore.
It's off stage.
And then the sexy trapeze lady...
gets up and does her...
The stripper trapeze lady.
Right.
She had, like, the highest French cut...
Yeah, it was
trapeze
pretty revealing.
Outfit.
No back.
No.
Very little sides.
Yeah.
But, and yet it was still not sexy, so I thought that was kind of sad.
Well,
that work and no payout.
I gotta say that I think that time period was really a bad time for things like bathing suits and lingerie.
Yeah, yeah. She did have big hair.
Big hair.
In a big, high pony.
Yolanda.
Yeah, great name. You know, if you're gonna be a trapeze artist, you can't have a name like Jane.
I guess so.
And now, on the high trapeze, Mary. Doesn't quite have the same ring as Yolanda.
No. And so...
And I guess her act was the end of the... It was like the intermission spot or the break or something, because all of a sudden the show was over.
Yeah, and they were going to get ready for something else, but then...
So they had to pull...
They were going to go in and get Simon out of the car, and he's laying there dead in the car, and they're like, come on, wake up!
Your act is... It's, yeah. It's not that funny.
But it's clear that he's dead.
He's actually dead, right.
And the other clown, Homer, is very sad when he's taking off his makeup and gets arrested.
Right. And they think he did it.
And he looks like an old grandpa kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Come on.
Yeah.
But he had reason because Simon had been so mean to him and everybody knew it.
He told him, he was like, you're an old timer.
Yeah.
Your act is... Mm-hmm.
Stale and dumb. It's like, well, it's half your act, so why are you complaining so much? Okay.
Like, I didn't really get it. Like, like Simon brings so much to it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
No, the whole thing sucks.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, don't blame the poor reviews on the other guy.
Right. Yeah. So he calls Matlock to be his lawyer, and Matlock is immediately on the case and walking around the circus talking to people.
Uh-huh.
Checks, finds out that...
He liked it.
Yeah, he was digging it.
He looked amused the whole time.
I kept waiting for him to go undercover and be a clown.
Oh.
And do some awesome Andy Griffith clowning, but I was disappointed.
But he did send Conrad to be his undercover...
Conrad or Tyler?
No,
Taylor.
Conrad.
Conrad, okay.
Yeah.
There was some confusion about that earlier, and...
No, Conrad went, and what was his job, though? He was just like, he was a worker.
He was a worker guy, yeah. He was one of the roustabouts who was cleaning up after elephants and carrying a hammer around and eavesdropping on everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty conspicuously, too.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of undercover. And with Matlock, too, though, like, he's wandering around just like, hey, what'd you find?
Yeah, right.
So,
The Yolanda's brother, who is, he's an actor who's been around forever, and I don't know what his name is, but I immediately recognized him as the guest star of many, many shows like Matlock. He was walking around all the time in this powder blue onesie.
Spandex.
Spangles on it, yeah. And it took us a while to find out, he's the guy who gets shot out of the cannon.
Yes.
So he's Yolanda's brother. Matlock talks to him for a little bit, and then goes and talks to Conrad, and Conrad gives him all the lowdown that he had found, which I don't even remember.
I don't even really remember either.
Other than, everybody hated
Simon. But when Simon was still alive, and he was, like, sexually harassing Yolanda, like, he'd come up to her, like, from behind, like, put his arms around her, like, hey!
Yeah, he was nasty.
he was, totally.
It made both of us very uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. And so the shot out of the cannon guy, I can't even remember his name.
Did he have a name?
Not really. The cannon guy.
Yeah.
He had come to her rescue, like, hey!
Leave my
step off.
Alone. Yeah.
So he had a lot of motive there,
right? Yeah.
But at the same time, like, a whole bunch of people had motive. Mm-hmm. They saw the chick with the, carrying the cobras, the snake woman.
Oh, yeah, the snake woman.
They saw her kind of arguing with the owner. Mm-hmm. The owner was, they found doctoring the books.
Because he wants the circus to go bankrupt. Because then he doesn't have to be the circus owner
anymore.
He hates the circus. He
inherited it. His dad left it to him.
Right, but he can't sell it because then he doesn't get the money for it because of some weird proviso in the will. And I was like, okay. That seems strange to me, but good enough.
His dad loved the circus.
So much that he wanted his son to love it too. And his son's like, this is a dying art form. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Please.
It involves a lot of trailers. And
yeah.
My favorite part was all the the carny guys in the background. It's like every scene there were like 8 dudes with flannel and like big old sideburn chops.
Yeah, some mullets.
And some beer. They were all drinking beer every time too. All the time. And always kind of just checking out things from afar.
Yeah, and not really appearing to ever work.
No. They were just around.
Yeah. Although Cannon Guy was seen at one point appearing to like be training the elephant.
I didn't get that.
Boy, you do a lot. Okay.
Here. Yeah, he was just kind of around
circus
a lot.
Circus guy around town.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And,
But he sees Matlock and Conrad talking, and Conrad giving his report, so he knows that Conrad is undercover. So he invites Conrad over for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Was that what he invited him over for? Like, into his trailer for drinks?
No, no, no. They were gonna go to a bar.
Okay.
There's a bar in town. Meet me there. And Conrad's like, yeah, okay.
Well, also, he invited Conrad to that rendezvous when he was wearing that really sexy blue half shirt.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's right. The crop top. I forgot about that.
So, I'm pretty sure that,
That might not have been to pump him for information.
No, I think
might
that was just...
a date.
Yeah. There was some fresh meat on the circus.
Could have been. You never know.
Anyway, so... Conrad goes over there when the guy's supposedly in the shower.
I guess, yeah.
Which it continues on that gay date
theme
thing. And instead, Conrad is, like, flipping through all his stuff and finds a newspaper clipping about the original owner of the circus dying in a car accident.
Right.
And so he steals it and shoves it in his pocket.
Right.
But
then the next time we see Conrad... He's waking up, and clearly he's been
knocked out. No, remember he walked out of the trailer, like, he's gonna rush out of there, or the guy's still in the shower, okay, he's got this thing in his pocket, and then a clown came up and karate chopped him, like, in the neck.
Oh, that's right, I forgot the karate chopping. That's right, I did forget
and
that.
Then he just went down, like, a ton of bricks from that one clown chop.
Yeah.
And
he was right on the Vulcan neck pinch.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So, wait a minute, was that saying... Okay, never mind. I'll ask this question later.
Okay.
When we reveal. All
right.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, it's such a simple plot that went by so fast. It just seems kind of convoluted now. Just a bad dream.
So Conrad wakes up in the tiger cage?
He's in the tiger cage, and he freaks out because the tiger's there with him.
And of course, like, doing, you know...
Tigery roaring things.
Yes.
And being menacing, as a tiger is wont to do.
And yet... Looking so snuggly at the same
time.
It
was the sweetest tiger.
And put me in that cage.
Yeah, I wanted to cuddle him.
But he was quick on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately...
Whips off his belt. His leather belt, and he uses it as kind of a whip thing, and starts barking commands at the tiger, and the tiger's like, oh, okay, I'll
it
get
just
up
does
on my
it.
Little thing, and jumps up, and...
And then they snuggle a little bit.
And then they have a little cuddle, yes. But then Ben comes in... And opens the cage for Conrad to get out.
Uh-huh.
And you pointed out, why couldn't he have just reached through
the
bars?
Yeah, it was just like one of those latches.
Yeah, it wasn't anything complicated that he couldn't
have
done.
There was no lock, clearly. No, like, not with a key or anything.
And maybe he was afraid to turn his back on the tiger to reach around.
But he didn't even, like, stick his arm out there.
Yeah, he didn't even try.
I don't know. If anything, he walked forward into the tiger's space rather than attempting to locate an exit.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. He made it out. Sure. How come there was no, like, how come there was no, like, he got assaulted? They didn't, I don't know.
Well, I think it was just, they were thinking, whoever had done this, the mean karate chopping
was
clown,
the...
was thinking, I just need him out of the way and scared... And maybe the tiger will eat him, and so he'll be...
Or mangle him or something.
Yeah, maim him to the point that he won't be able to...
Seems like a really piss-poor plan right there.
Yeah, it was not carefully thought out.
I guess
at least stay to make sure that the tiger finishes the deed.
Or starve the tiger a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing was... Yeah, whatever. Anyway, then they end up in court, like, what, the next day?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, It's so hot in that courtroom.
Oh, it was way hot. Every third person had a really nice...
No, I loved the direction on that scene because it opened up with the fan at the top of the room and then panned out to everyone else fanning themselves.
Yeah, fanning themselves. Not looking particularly sweaty, mind you. There were no armpit stains at all.
No.
Even after Ben Matlock.
There was a lot of brow mopping, though.
Yes, lots of brow mopping with handkerchiefs, and even the judge had a fan and used it to point at people. I thought that was pretty effective. I was like, oh, okay. So the job to have is not circus owner, but fan supplier. You sit outside the courtroom on a hot day, it's like $20 for a fan, man. So you look like you need
it's powerful
a
hot.
Powerful hot.
Anyway, so then they had really grilled the owner.
They made it really look like the owner was the culprit.
Because he didn't like the clown. Nobody liked the clown.
Nobody liked the clown.
You know.
They could have had 50 witnesses up there saying, we don't like the clown either.
Yeah. And it seemed like the owner was a little too eager to be like, yep, his neck was broken. Yeah. I saw the clown kill him.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then eventually he, like, admitted, okay, fine, I'm doctoring the books, but I swear I didn't kill him.
Right, because he was in the trailer with the Cobra Girl.
Yeah.
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 So why he didn't come out with that alibi to begin with is...
stupid.
Anyone's guess. But... I guess he was hiding the fact that he was doing the books. Funny, but
sure.
Whatever.
Well, he really caved pretty fast on
that
one.
Yeah, it didn't take much.
Much like Matlock a lot, and he gets people to cave real fast.
He does, you know. I wouldn't want to be up against Matlock.
So, then... they've got the cannonball guy on the stand, and Matlock has some very...
Well, he had been watching the tapes.
Oh, he'd been watching, they record
the
rehearsals.
The clowns had been recording their rehearsals and their performances, you know, to get better, as professionals are wont to do.
Yes.
And Matlock notices a discrepancy between the tape from 9 months ago and the tape from the last performance.
Because... When Simon and the Homer clown guy, when they're doing the real thing and the day of the death, the Simon clown had started sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was like, what's your deal? Why are you sneezing in the middle of the performance?
We do this the same way for 50 years and now suddenly you're changing it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
And Homer normally wears glasses, but for the act he doesn't wear glasses, so he doesn't see very well.
Right.
So...
and Homer was also complaining because suddenly Simon was doing his prop work with his left hand rather than his right hand.
Yes.
And so
and it was
Matlock,
different.
Yeah, Matlock's up there grilling the cannonball guy and finds out that, hey, look, you're left-handed. I'm not sure how he figured that out.
Because the cannonball guy used to be a clown on the West Coast.
Right.
And things were, they were lucrative. They were good on the West Coast.
Awesome.
But his own father had worked at this circus.
Mm-hmm. Colossal Gigantor Circus.
Sure. And had a lot of beef with Simon and eventually committed suicide by careening his car into a tree.
Right.
And the policeman had noted that he was under extreme duress. And so... it seemed very odd all of a sudden that Cannonball Guy, after his father's death, left a nice lucrative career to come...
work for the crappy circus.
Work for the crappy circus where there's a lot of bad memories.
Yeah.
And Matlock's looking at the tapes, right? And sees the sneezing and he has a clown wig in the courtroom and he starts kind of shoving it in the guy's face a little bit.
Yeah.
Being just kind of creepy.
Yeah, that was a strange torture scene by Matlock. It was just like, wow, okay. And the fact that the judge kept overturning objections by the defense counsel, or the prosecutor.
He got
was
off on it a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. He's like, okay, you keep going, Matlock.
Yeah.
You wave that orange wig around. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And eventually...
so they came... Matlock is basically saying that the day of that show... Simon was already dead. He had already killed Simon in the back, stuffed him in the back. And then this guy...
and took his costume.
Took his costume.
Cannonball Guy did.
Yeah. And then pretended to be Simon for the show.
Right.
And then as soon as the show was over, shoved Simon's real body in there, put his helmet on, and then got shot out of a cannon. Nobody was the wiser.
Nobody suspected that it was him.
Except at the very end, when Matlock finally is like, okay... he puts the wig down, he's walking away, I guess I'll have to do something else, and then the guy sneezes.
And he sneezes. The end.
Yeah, literally, like, Matlock turned around and, like, pointed at him and smiled, and
that was
it.
It. You know, they cut to the chase. It's not a lot of wrap up.
No.
Once you know who did it.
Yeah.
And they, although, you know, any good defense attorney for that guy during his trial will be able to say, so what? So he sneezed in court.
Yeah.
Big deal. So
yeah.
He's allergic to clown wigs. Big deal.
Yeah, totally.
You still can't place him at the scene. You didn't find the other clown outfit that supposedly he tore up. You know, there's all kinds of holes in this. But, you know.
That's what I like about Matlock, though. There's no...
It's simple.
There's no questions.
Yeah.
Other than maybe why some stupid things happened.
Yeah.
So
there you go. There is your Matlock recap.
So hopefully you've listened to the first... Our real podcast.
Our actual podcast,
the 50th
right.
podcast, number 50.
Mm-hmm. That will give you some clues.
Yes, this podcast will help you win our 50th prize.
Right.
For our contest. So don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, and check us out on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.